We end this series in a cemetery in the town of Boyarka, a lovely little town outside of Kyiv, and I have come to visit a grave. Back in 2016, when we held our first teacher seminar in Kyiv and put up an exhibition based on Centropa's Ukrainian pictures and stories, a lanky red-haired photographer we hired snapped the pictures for us. He introduced himself as Max Levin and said he'd be glad to shoot our seminars. And when our exhibition traveled to schools, he said he'd go there for us too. I guess it takes a father of four to really know how to get a kid's reaction when looking at an exhibition. Max, it seems, was as curious and interested as the kids he was shooting. We used Max again and again, brought him to Mannheim for another seminar, and Max even shot video for us in Chernivtsi, or Chernivtsi, as it's called in German. And he did a fine job of using his drone, of which he was especially proud. I had some more ideas I wanted Max to shoot, mainly so we could make a short video to be set to Paul Celan's poem Death Fugue, or Todesfuge, the single most evocative poem written about the Holocaust. We didn't get that chance. War came on the 24th of February, 2022, and Max charged off to the front lines, and Centropa sent Max a bank transfer to support his work. Max and a friend went missing on the 13th of March. From what I understand, Max had gone looking for his drone, as it had some pictures in it he wanted to use. We know that the Russians caught him. Apparently, they tortured him and executed him. I am now standing in front of Max Levin's grave in the cemetery of Boyarka. In reading interviews with Max, he is quoted as having said something like, "Every Ukrainian photographer dreams of taking the picture that will stop this war." It hasn't happened yet, but at least we can tell his story. Please see the show notes for pictures of Max Levin that he took for us in schools and during the war. As a postscript, I'd like to thank Dr. Lena Kadyuk and her husband Volodymyr, who brought me to Boyarka from their home in Irpin. Max Levin's mother, Valentina, is a patient of Lena's. She visits her often. We sat in Valentina's garden, then drove out to visit Max's grave, something Valentina does often. In the late afternoon, we returned to her house, and while Valentina served blintzes and sour cream, she told us stories about Max. He had only two great passions, she told me, his photography and his sons. "You can ask anyone around here," she said. "Max and his boys would tear through the streets of Boyarka on their bicycles, something they loved to do." One of those streets, by the way, has a new name. It's now called Max Levin Street.